And good morning. Welcome back on this Monday. It is October the 5th, 7:25 your time. And I want to give a special welcome to my guests, Melissa Smith and Tony Robine. We are talking about a couple of different ways on business. Like, I don't, you guys are kind of separate, but together and separate and together at the same time. And Tony, we're going to start with you. You are the director of the Mocan Partnership, which is separate from the Joplin Area Chamber, but correct. You do work with the chamber, correct?
Very closely, yes. So the Mocan Partnership, we're a separate nonprofit organization. We work with communities and chambers, convention and visitor bureaus across the region, primarily in Southwest Missouri, Northeast Oklahoma, and Southeast Kansas. So chambers are very much partners of ours. We work on site selection, business attraction, business retention, workforce development and growth is how Crowder and some of the other tech centers and universities in the region collaborate with us.
So, Melissa, speaking of those tech centers and Crowder and collaboration and that sort of thing, one of the things I drive by practically every day whenever I pick up my kid from school, depending on if I want to avoid the train or not, is the Advancement Center or the tech center there on 4th Street.
Yes.
So what is that?
So I am the director of the Joplin Advanced Training and Technology Center. So that is a partnership with the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce and City of Joplin and Crowder College. So we partnered together to be able to offer high demand, high wage jobs, training for individuals. So at that center, which is where I am housed out of, we offer certificates in advanced manufacturing, computer IT, drafting, and advanced welding.
So how important is it to have that skilled workforce? Because a lot of people think, you know, once you are done with high school that you have to have a college degree and that sort of a thing. But you really don't. And we really need those skilled people to keep the economy and our lives going.
Absolutely. And that is our number one mission. And the reason why we brought another tech center, you know, Crowder expanded and brought a tech center to the Joplin metro area is because the demand for training is so great in those concentrated areas. So we are a huge manufacturing hub in the Joplin metro area. And all of these careers that we are training for in as little as 4 months, one semester, we can train an individual to go right to work. We have almost 100% job placement. So we are training those folks for jobs right here in our area. So we are meeting the demand of our local employers in order to keep our jobs full and folks close to home as well.
Well, and speaking of close to home, we have so many borders, Tony. Talk about that Mocan partnership on crossing those state lines but keeping folks close to home.
Sure. So Mocan partnership, we're a two-person team. So we've got a business development coordinator who we just brought on board about a month ago, Andrew Tim. So we work across the region. We don't replace economic development people across the region that work with cities and communities, but we come alongside those folks and try to add value to their business development activities. So, for example, business attraction, we work with the state, departments of economic development, departments of commerce to try to qualify opportunities that come to our region. We may pick up a phone call or an email that says this business or industry is looking at expanding or growing or relocating to this area. So we try to find suitable sites, whether that's real estate, existing buildings, to try to place those industries here. And then we work with those industries to develop the workforce, identify the labor that they need, the education levels. That's where it's important where Crowder comes in and the programs that Crowder offers or other universities in the area that we can marry those skills up and develop those skills for that specific industry.
What do you think this area, whether it's Joplin, Pittsburgh, or, you know, Northeast Oklahoma, Northwest Arkansas, what do you think is unique that we have to offer to attract those industries, those new businesses to say, let's call this area home?
Sure, there's obviously lots of different things, but from an economic development standpoint, we're a huge distribution and manufacturing center for this region. Of course, with the crossroads of I-44 and I-49, it just makes sense for business to be here to get their products out, right? So they want to hit the markets. So it's an easy way to do that. So working with those different incentives that we have across state lines with the different economic development agencies, we can offer tax deferments. There's real estate breaks and deals and offers that we can make there to help locate people to this region. But then working with the communities, there's a whole quality of life. So people love it here because we're, you know, the Ozarks, we've got the prairies, we've got the woodlands, we've got all these different hiking, rivers, trails, biking.
Come to my backyard, you've got raccoons.
Exactly. The raccoon wars we were talking about earlier. Right. So lots of wildlife. It's just a great place to live and raise a family. So we work with communities on quality of life issues as well. Public facilities, libraries, nature centers, you know, trails, biking, trying to weave that all together. So it's a great place to live, and it's a great place to work with good wages and good jobs.
So through MOCAN, do you reach out or do they reach out to you?
It's both. So Andrew's role, and he's not here with us this morning, of course.
So you're going to speak on his behalf.
I will.
Okay.
So his role is primarily retention. So he works with existing business to find out what their needs are, whether it is workforce development opportunities. He marries those up with Melissa and her team to figure that out, whether it's forklift training or warehousing or safety and OSHA type issues, supervisory management, leadership skills, whatever that industry needs, we can help marry them up. We don't do the training ourselves. We work with partners to do that. But then I largely work on the business attraction side. So, okay. Of course, it's been a goofy year with the
sure.
pandemic. We're not out at conferences and lots of regional and national meetings to do that work. But we do still do that. The governor's conference is coming up. Pitt State on October 13th is governor's conference just happened, but Pitt State on October 13th is having their economic development outlook one-day conference, which we'll be in attendance with to talk to regional leaders about what's the next phase of business development post or concurrent pandemic, I mm-hmm. guess. So there are opportunities like that out there. But then we also field calls from state agencies, federal agencies that have already pre-qualified an opportunity that is already looking at this region. The Missouri Partnership is an organization that works at the Missouri level with the state to locate opportunities here. So they'll pick up the phone, they'll call me in Southwest Missouri or some of our other economic development officers across the region, across the 7-county area, to place a business here. And do we have a building? Do we have a site? Do we have 15 acres that has infrastructure and roads and power and water already in place? That's the beauty of our industrial parks across the region. We've got over 15 that already are infrastructure ready. This is from Lamar to Neosho, Carthage, Joplin, Pittsburgh to Miami. That's primarily the largest communities across the region that we work with in the 7-county area. So there are lots of opportunities.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about more of those opportunities, whether it's new businesses coming into the area or if you want to upskill. Like, that's a new word. I think it should belong in the dictionary, right, Melissa?
Absolutely. We talk about it a lot.
So we're going to be talking more about that here in just a few moments on Four States Live. I'm your host, Shannon Bruffett. Don't go anywhere.
Have a question or comment? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com. More Four States Live is coming up next. Here's your local news on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
This is your KOAM News Update. I'm Tanya Bach. The Jasper County Health Department reports its 36th COVID-19 death on Saturday. Officials say the victim was a man in his 80s who had been hospitalized prior to death. So far, the COVID-19 case total for Jasper County sits at 2,658, with 161 currently in isolation. A woman died after a collision with a semi-truck in Wilson County, Kansas, on Saturday. Kansas Highway Patrol says 83-year-old Barbara Miller of Benedict, Kansas, was making a left-hand turn onto U.S. Highway 75 from Kansas Highway 39 when her Toyota Tundra was hit by a semi traveling southbound on Highway 75. She was not wearing a seatbelt and suffered a fatal injury. Officials say the driver of the semi complained of pain and could have a possible injury, though he was not taken to the hospital. From the KOAM newsroom, I'm Tanya Bach.
KOAMNewsNow.com, offering expanded breaking news and local coverage in the four states. Watch full newscasts from KOAM and Fox 14. See breaking news events and get weather alerts wherever you are. KOAMNewsNow.com, your go-to source for online news.
This hour is brought to you by Freeman Health Systems. Freeman Heart and Vascular Institute use state-of-the-art imaging to see inside your heart and blood vessels right down to the tiniest capillaries in your fingerprints. Innovative care closer than you think. Freeman Heart and Vascular Institute.
When you work the farm, sleeping in isn't in your repertoire. You watch TV, but only to see tomorrow's weather. And the sun knows when you get up. It has another hour or so before it needs to rise. For a guy like you, there's a store like us.
With almost 50 years of experience, Seed and Farm Supply in Lamar, they are your four states area Sukup grain bin experts. Check them out 24/7 online at seedandfarm.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
We know what it's like in rural communities to be left behind by the politicians, especially when it comes to health care. Let me tell you about Barbara Boyer, who is running for U.S. Senate. First, she's a medical doctor. She worked for years in the operating room. She knows firsthand that health care is just too unaffordable for families, especially around here. That's why she ran for office in the first place, serving in the State House and Senate in Topeka. Now she's leading the fight to keep rural hospitals open and strong. She supports expanding Medicaid. And Dr. Boyer wrote legislation to end surprise medical billing. Making healthcare more affordable would be her top focus in the U.S. Senate. She'd work with both parties to do it.
I'm Barbara Boyer, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message because when it comes to rural health care, the politicians need to stop the games and simply work together to make it more affordable.
Paid for by Boyer for Kansas.
Ag Choice of Hepler is there to help with all your farming and ranching operation needs. From fencing to feed and everything in between. The team at Ag Choice will be able to help you find everything you need to be successful. Ag Choice of Hepler, the team you need.
Max Armstrong, Orion Samuelson, the County Agent Reports, the Farm Calendar, Adams on Agriculture, and more. Now on podcast. Listen to your ag programming on your schedule by checking out our podcast at kkowam.com. Click on the Ag tab. Good morning. Today is Monday, October the 5th, the 279th day of 2020. 87 days are left in the year. 11 hours and 35 minutes of daylight today. Sunrise today was at 7:19, with sunset tonight at 6:53 p.m. Now let's take a look back at the closing markets for Friday, October the 2nd. Market data provided by Bar Chart. At the mercantile, live cattle for October, 108.17, losing 35 cents. December falling 72 cents at 111.10. February is sliding 75 cents at 114.72. Feeder cattle for October losing $1.02 at 139.90. November is falling $1.37. It's at 139.87. January dropping $1.55 at $138 even. Lean hogs for October, 74.50, rising 35 cents. December is falling 35 cents at 62.50. February is sliding 20 cents at 67.67. From the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat, 573 and a quarter, rising 3. March gaining 3 even at 579 and a half. May is at 583 and a half. That is climbing 3 and a quarter. Corn for December, now losing 3 even at 379 and 3 quarter. March is falling 2 and 3 quarter at 389 and a quarter. May is sliding 2 and a half at 394 and 3 quarter. Soybeans for November, losing 2 and 3 quarter at 1020 and 3 quarter. January falling 2 and a half at 1024 and 3 quarter. March is dropping 2 and a quarter at 1018 and 3 quarter. Soybean meal for October, $349.40, rising $4.40. December, $351.90, gaining $4 even. January, $350.50, adding $3.60. Soybean oil for October, losing 71 points at $31.94. December, falling 76 points at $31.66. January, dropping 74 points at $31.75. At the Kansas City Board of Trade, December hard red winter wheat, 509.5, rising 3 even. March is also gaining 3 even. It's at 518 and a half. May, hard red winter wheat, 525 and a quarter, adding 3 and a quarter. That has been a look at last Friday's closing markets. I'm Farm and Ranch Director Steve Scott on the Four States Ag Leader.
Weather brought to you by Payne's. For over 38 years, the professionals at Payne's have you covered. From general machine work to driveline repair to CNC work, and now including custom cylinder repair. Call them at 620-231-3170 or find them fast in names and numbers.
Here's your forecast on 860 AM KKOW and 97.5 FM Joplin.
Mostly clear this morning. It is going to be sunny, breezy, and warm today. We will get to 74 for the high. Clear overnight, Tarlo 52, and then sunny and dry weather ahead on Tuesday with a high 80, 86 on Wednesday. From the AMI Radio Group 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
741, checking current conditions throughout the four-state area. 66% humidity, a wind out of the southeast at 9, barometer 30.21 inches, fair 49 Joplin. In Miami, Oklahoma, it's clear and 47, 42 in Pittsburgh, Kansas, fair and 44, Rogers, Arkansas, 741. Good morning.
You never know who might stop by, but it's going to be fun and informative. Welcome back to Four States Live.
And it is Monday, October the 5th. Shannon Bruffett here, your host this morning on Four States Live. And I want to give a big welcome to Melissa Smith and Tony Robine with us this morning. We are talking about attracting business, upskilling your business. And Melissa, I think that was a word you and I briefly mentioned earlier. You know, they add new words every year to the dictionary, and upskilling is something that's kind of a buzzword that's kind of going around. What does that mean?
Sure. So in relationship to what we're doing in upskilling employees or upskilling yourself and your skills and your knowledge base. So what we do at Crowder is we train. If a company sends their employee to us to be upskilled, for example, we do a lot of programmable logic controller training, where we are upskilling that company and their employees to a higher level. And so we offer a lot of that training that's going on right now. And all year round, we do a lot of that PLC training. That's where we're taking an individual from an entry level and skilling them up to more advanced skill set and skill knowledge. That not only helps that employee, but it also helps that company to remain competitive. And then we also will take a student, and that's for all non-credit type of training. And then we will also take, you know, an individual, whether they're coming out of high school or just wanting to retrain or upskill their current skills, and they can go through our certificate programs, and then they have a new set of skills, whether they're coming from industry and they have a certain level of skill set, or if they have no skills, we then can upskill their training to make it something more.
And Tony, before, like during the break, you and I were talking about the fact that October 2nd, right, was Manufacturing Day. The launch of it. But we're talking about an entire month, and let's be honest, it shouldn't just be just a day or a month.
Because every day is Manufacturing Day.
Exactly, because if without it, we wouldn't exist. We wouldn't have, like, we'd be out there grinding our own wheat and everything else, right?
Right. Well, what's cool is once you start working with the local manufacturers and understanding what they're doing, you know, people drive by these buildings across the region, these giant buildings, or even the small little corners, all month long, all week, every day, on the way to work, on the way to practice. You don't even know what's going on behind those walls. So we get to tour these facilities sometimes when we're trying to attract business here, and we talk about supply chains and show them what's happening in the area and what's being made and where they're getting their resources and materials. You get to see, last week, Andrew and I toured a local manufacturer who takes rolls of sheet metal and turns them into Ford F-150 radiators. So literally from sheet metal to a full radiator completed in, you know, so many hours. They're churning these out right here in the area.
Or you
take flour and you make it into biscuits and cookie dough. Mm-hmm. Or you take water, literally water from our watershed, the Spring River, Shoal Creek, and you turn it into drinks, beverages, fruit juices, Powerades, you know, those types of things. So all the different things that are taking place right here in our community that equate to quality jobs. You can make $40,000 a year as an introductory welder in this community. That's a huge living for a young person just coming out of high school to jump into a manufacturing job with benefits, with flexible scheduling, with sick time, vacation, you know, on and on and on. So those are the types of things we try to highlight all month long in our manufacturing industries.
Do you think people would be kind of shocked to know? I mean, granted, depending on where you live, 40,000 doesn't seem like a whole lot, maybe if you're working in New York City, but around here, that's not a bad wage.
We've got one of the lowest cost of living in the region, in the country, actually. And when you talk about those qualities, both from the quality of life that we talked about, trails and infrastructure and all the cool things you can do living in this area, we also have business incentives. You know, as I spoke to the tax deferments and the real estate deals that can take place. But then, you know, we have the lowest cost of living, one of the lowest costs in the nation. We've got some of the lowest corporate taxes for businesses to locate here. We have what's called a no inventory tax, a finished goods tax. So when a product comes off the line and goes into a warehouse, it doesn't get taxed until it's actually sold, until it actually moves that product. So it's a huge opportunity across states when businesses are looking at where could we go. We try to market whatever those different attributes are in the region, like we spoke about I-44 and 49 and being a big distribution warehousing area here. Lots of manufacturing taking place, a lot of synergies within and among those different manufacturers to make products that get out to the nation and get out to the world right here.
So, Melissa, when we talk about the upskilling of the workforce, how can a business get in contact with you, or how can they start that process to maybe upgrade their workforce, or maybe how can an individual get into that groove?
Absolutely. So they can, it's as simple as just contacting me through phone call or email. They can contact us at 417-680-3202 or email through the Joplin ATTC at crowder.edu. But I am absolutely always wanting to help individuals increase themselves and to go further, and can do it in such a short amount of time. That is the beauty of being trained here locally as well. Cost is very low. And if you're working with your company can pay for that training, which is also a great opportunity. We also have opportunities through the state of Missouri, through the Missouri One Start program, in which companies can also apply for training dollars through the state, where manufacturers, all the time we had last year, we gave out about, almost $1 million in our area worth of training funding. So yeah, lots of opportunities for manufacturers to apply for grants, and those grant funds are to upskill and train their employees to create better manufacturing products and just do all of those things. So it's a really, really exciting opportunity.
And, you know, and you talk about the short amount of time it's got to pay off.
Yes.
For those folks that choose to go through it, and the companies, not just the individuals, but they've got to have a better quality of life when they get that better wage. It's the circle of life, like Lion King.
Yeah, that return on investment is huge. We talk about that a lot with our students about, you know, for one semester at Crowder College, you can get in, and if you are a high school student doing the Missouri A+ program, basically you're going to college for free. It is a fantastic opportunity for you to get, you know, ahead, and you have those opportunities that you can keep going on for an associate's degree and or even transfer. And some of our opportunities, like advanced manufacturing, we have great partnerships with our, you can transfer on and get your engineering degree by starting with Crowder College. So there is a lot of great opportunities for students to get in, get a certificate and a certification. So we've talked a lot about college certificates. There's also additional industry recognized certifications that we have students test for at the same time. So if you're a welder and maybe you've done some welding, or maybe you've gone to the local, you know, you're a high school tech center and you've learned some welding skills and you want to come on to Crowder to get that higher, more advanced welding certification, those are also great opportunities that you can get an AWS certification. You can get for the computer industry, CompTIA. There's several different certifications that if you have a little bit of skill set, we can take you to that next level.
All right. Well, we've got more coming up on Four States Live. We've got one more segment. We're gonna regroup and see what else we want to cover in the final break with you guys coming up here in just a few moments. And if you'd like to be on the show, hit me up with an email. That's fourstates@kkowradio.com. We've got more coming up in just a few moments.
Have a question or comment? Just email fourstates@kkowradio.com. More Four States Live is coming up next.
Attention cattlemen, increase your cow herd profitability with Judd Ranch Gelby, Balancer, and Red Angus Genetics. Dave and Cindy Judd of Pomona, Kansas invite you to their 30th annual Cow Power Female Sale. Saturday, October 10th, 12 noon, 1 hour southwest of Kansas City. Selling 130 spring and fall females from their number one honored Gelby Dam of Merit program. Judd Ranch Gelby, Balancer, and Red Angus Female Sale. Saturday, October 10th, Pomona, Kansas.
When you order your sizzling McDonald's breakfast this morning, you might learn something important about yourself. Like, are you the kind of person who picks the melted, overflowing American cheese that got stuck to the wrapper before enjoying your delicious breakfast sandwich? Or after?
Savor the taste of the chicken biscuit and chicken McGriddles. Now you can mix and match any two for just $3. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary.
So yes, your late nights might feel different these days. But thankfully, the morning after McDonald's breakfast never does. Because it's the duty of a sizzling, cheesy sausage McMuffin, crispy fried hash browns, and a hot, steamy cup of McCafe to get you through your day.
The savory sausage biscuit and any size soft drink. Each are just a dollar on McDonald's D123 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
World-class genetics, the latest traits, extensive testing, and evaluation. That's what it takes to earn the More Corn name. We are focused on delivering hybrids that work on your farm. When it comes to top-yielding genetics, More Corn thinks big. When it comes to what works on your farm, More Corn delivers local. If it's More Corn, it's got the research and genetics to perform right here close to home. Plan your portfolio at mfaseed.com. More expertise, more choice, more yield. That's More Corn.
I'm Nancy Engel. I'm a retired attorney, born and raised in Pittsburgh. My roots are deep in Southeast Kansas. I'm running for the Kansas State Senate because I'm tired of the bickering in Topeka. As a child, everyone gathered around our kitchen table, talking politics, weather, and the neighbors. They talked. They listened. Problems got solved with no voices raised. That's what I'll do. I will talk and listen to everyone. I'm asking for your vote on November 3rd. Thank you.
Paid for by Engle for State Senate, Steve Langer, Treasurer.
Welcome back. This is Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett and local guests from right here in the Four States.
And welcome back to Four States Live. Of course, we were talking with my guests this morning, Melissa Smith and Tony Robine with us this morning, talking about jobs, manufacturing here in the community. And I said, sometimes I have a thought. And then,
sometimes.
Right? Yes, sometimes I have a thought. And then I got interrupted by the end of the commercial break. But Tony, we're going to bring things back to you because Manufacturing Day, the kickoff was Saturday. And this is a big deal. And I don't think people realize sometimes how much manufacturing is actually going on here in this four-state region.
Yeah, so October 2nd just kicks off a whole month of focus on manufacturing. So one of the things we want to do is push this information out to schools, to high schools, and into the classroom. Of course, with the pandemic, there's no tours this year. There's no job fair. Getting people out into the community, getting students out into the community to see manufacturers and get into the shop floors and the plants. So we're doing everything virtually. So if you go to mocanpartnership.com, down at the bottom of the page there's a Manufacturing Day link you can click. It'll take you to resources for in-classroom activities that the manufacturers have provided us, working in collaboration with the Manufacturing Day folks nationally, providing us resources. But we've aggregated lots of different information there for classrooms and students to go through, lots of different videos just to see how stuff is made, how stuff is made right here, and the products that are made right here in our region, made with materials that are harvested or mined or water right here in our region. So it's just fascinating to dig into the details of some of that, like I said, from some of the tours we do and just see how things are made right here.
You know, and for those of you just tuning in, and we touched on this when you guys first came on, what is the MOCAN partnership?
Sure. So we're a economic development collaborative. We work with communities across the region, the tri-states, of course, Southeast Kansas, Northeast Oklahoma, and Southwest Missouri, working with chambers of commerce, economic development partners, to promote good business. We try to attract business to this region, try to identify sites for them, try to identify buildings for them to acquire, to expand, to grow. We also have another staff member that works on retention, that works with existing business. We primarily work with commercial and industrial partners, not so much on the retail level, but it all plays together. It all fits when you talk about supply chains and identifying, aggregating resources, you know, flour coming in and trucks that gets turned into biscuits and cookie dough, or water that gets converted into fruit juice that gets converted into beverages for Powerades and, you know, those types of things. So just trying to generate awareness about what is made right here in our region and gets onto the market and out of here.
Well, and Melissa, speaking of what's in this area available, obviously we need those human beings to make a lot of this happen. And apprenticeships, getting these kids involved before maybe they make that full career plunge. You offer that through Crowder.
Yes. So we offer apprenticeships through Crowder College. Right now, we have a couple of apprenticeships that we're working on. We have a construction apprenticeships that we work with Branco. We have an electrical apprenticeship through Bills Electric, BEI. And then we also have a partnership with Butterball in that we have a manufacturing in apprenticeship with them, where our students will go and work and intern with Butterball. And when they're interning and doing these apprenticeships, so there is a difference between an internship and an apprenticeship, but what they're doing is they are still a Crowder student and still working to complete their certificates and associate's degrees with Crowder College. But in the meantime, they are working with Butterball to work on advancing in that career as well. So it's a brand new program. We're really excited about it. And the students that have already participated are seeing huge results. So it's not only a win, you know, of course, for our students, but it's a win for that company who is needing those employees.
And how important is it for that student to go through this? I mean, granted, you want to keep them local as much as
yes.
you can. I understand that. But it's got to be, for lack of a better term, a feather in their cap in
Absolutely.
Order to put it on their resume when they move on.
Yeah, and that's what we tell students all the time. You know, we in participants, we want them to be able to, of course, we have a lot of jobs right here in Southwest Missouri, and very good paying jobs and high skilled jobs where they can advance in their career. But we're not just training for our area. They could go other places and have a great skill set. So it's not just for, we listen to our industry partners and we are making sure that we are getting them the employee that they need at that time. But these are also great opportunities for them to have later on and or come back to Crowder and receive more training. So that's the beauty. We have stackable credentials where you can, like we mentioned before, you can get done in one semester or you can come on for a second semester and or even go on for four semesters to get an associate's degree. So lots of great opportunities for students. We also have a partnership, you know, with our area local tech centers, all the way from Nevada Tech Center to Lamar Tech Center, Carthage, Monette, where students who are in these trades at their high school tech centers have that seamless transition to get a more advanced career choice.
And Tony, really quickly before we head out, the website for high school students, college students, or adults looking, wanting to get back into the industry, Manufacturing Day, the MOCAN website, what is that?
MOCANpartnership.com, and there's a Manufacturing Day banner on that page that you can click, take you to all those resources. And you can also reach out to us through the website, contact us, and we're happy to connect you up with the right folks.
Well, I appreciate you both, Melissa, again, Tony, coming in this morning, talking about all the great opportunities that you're providing here to the Joplin area. So thank you so much for getting up early this morning, although it's not like TV morning show early, right?
That's right.
Well, we've got more coming up on Four States Live. We're going to be talking about the completion of the Ruby Jack Trails here in just a few moments.